Time for some courage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The war on terror is back, but some Americans are doing all they can to help us lose it. The problem seems to be that the president's speech gave no promises of an old-school style victory. It sounded more like an exterminator going after an infestation of fire ants. And so, to fill the excitement vacuum, our crowdsourced news media is busy turning ISIS into a supervillain capable of just about anything. We keep seeing that quote from the jihadist who, as he was being released from an Iraqi detention camp 5 years ago, said, "See you in New York." Then the story about ISIS threatening Twitter officials for closing terrorists' accounts. This is the group that's going to bring down the West and they depend on Twitter? Then there's a story about ISIS agents sneaking across the Canadian border to spread Ebola. Then there's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida quoted in Slate as saying, "These guys will not stop until the black flag of ISIS is flying over the White House." Really? Is the senator implying our troops would just cut and run the way the Iraqi army did? I mean, if the United States is as exposed as these stories imply, where exactly has all that military spending been going?
Since 1995, the Pentagon has given $4 billion worth of military equipment to local police forces, everything from tactical gear to those mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicles known as MRAPs.
Uh-huh. Although, not a bad idea. When ISIS comes tiptoeing into small-town America thinking they can raise black flags and spread Ebola, the cops can mow them down with their free MRAPs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.